This is the Michigan Talk Network. More talk now.
Well, big news. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has quit Facebook. I know, shocking, right? You know, no matter what this girl does, she gets headlines. Although Ilhan Omar might be more significant in the scheme of things when it comes to politics and what's happening today. However, let's see here. What else is happening? AOC's out of Facebook, and Bernie takes the lead, according to a new Emerson poll. 29% follow and support Bernie Sanders, opposed to the Vice President Joe Biden at 24%. So some big changes happening. Joining me, Gary Goldman, nationally recognized host of Business, Politics, and Lifestyle in Boston on WCRN. Gary, welcome back.
Steve, great to be back on. How's everything going?
I'm just going well. I'm shocked, though, that AOC, she's off Facebook. I mean, whatever will I do?
I'm believe me, AOC will find a way to continue to entertain us. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. Well, whatever will I do, Gary? I'm shocked. I'm saddened deeply. Anyhow, by the way, we'll get to this a little bit later. Nancy, she's like the den mother, Nancy Pelosi, running around trying to keep the kids in order. She says that a glass of water with a D next to it, any Democrat would have won in Ocasio-Cortez's district, saying basically she's nothing special. How do you like that?
Yeah, well, look, Cortez didn't want, she wanted to try and get Nancy out of that position that she's in, Pelosi, and I think this is just, there's going to be a feud going on for quite some time. If I was Pelosi, though, Nancy Pelosi, I'd be careful, because for whatever reason, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez here has a way to work her, let's call it magic, and I'm not saying Pelosi's going to be ousted, but she could make life very difficult, continue to make life very difficult for her. There's no love affair there. That there's been bickering going on, but I've noticed Nancy Pelosi's starting to throw a lot more jabs at Alexandria.
A lot harder punches. Yeah, there's just five of them. They're not that important. A glass of water, if it were a Democrat, could win in that district. You're not that big a deal. Tone it down. I mean, that's basically what we're getting out of it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're getting out of it. But, you know, the fact, well, I think we could both agree there's probably more than five of them. But the fact that she's downplaying what these five have been doing and capable of doing is very concerning, because the rhetoric and Ilhan Omar there with her constant, you know, anti-Semitic remarks, the 9/11 remarks, somebody has to be an adult and stand to the plate and start dealing with these individuals.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be Pelosi. By any means. But the other problem is most of these candidates that are jumping on the Democratic side, and we may have to get a larger stage for their debate or do it in a number of different rooms, they all jump on the bandwagon of these two Congress.
Let me ask you people. This, because yeah. This is important. Gary Goldman here. You spend your time in Boston, right? Obviously, you're connected with Boston. You're connected with that whole... A lot of Catholics in Boston, obviously yesterday a tough day, but that's not my question. My question is to Bernie Sanders last night on the Fox News town hall event out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
And once again, a Democrat steps to the microphone and says, I'm perfectly okay with a third trimester abortion on demand at any time because it's up to the mother and the doctor and so on and so on. Nobody that I know that's Catholic supports the idea or the notion of a third trimester abortion. These are people that are pro-choice. These are people that are Democrats, and I'm hearing them. I'm talking to them on a very regular basis now saying, I can't support that. I can't get me. As a matter of fact, they won't vote for a Democrat candidate for president if they believe that a third trimester abortion is appropriate under any circumstances. Your thoughts?
Well, look, a lot of my friends, Catholic friends, outraged over this. And look, at liberal Massachusetts here, anything is always possible, and, you know, but I'm finding that talking to people, they could not stand behind any candidate who's going to go along with that. I think it steps way over the line. And, you know, if you have your moral and ethical compass and you believe in something, you have to continue that through this whole process. And part of that is finding that one candidate that will hopefully, you know, change their tune on this. But even in crazy Massachusetts, it is the hardcore, you know, my hardcore Catholic friends and just in general talking to people, they're not for this. A lot of people can't even understand where this came from and why this has even gotten as far as it has. So not a lot of traction here with that in Massachusetts.
No, I think it's going to be rejected. Can you imagine, you know, John Kennedy, you know, in this field of candidates? Can you imagine, John? Can you, oh, yeah, it's fine. Abort a baby in the third trimester. Yeah, that'll be fine. No big deal. I mean, can you even imagine?
Can't even imagine it. You can't even imagine it. I mean, you look at Kennedy today, John Kennedy's, you know, more conservative than I don't think he could run with his party today.
No, I don't believe he could either. But that's the reason that people like Howard Schultz have said, you know, I've been a Democrat my whole life. And Howard Schultz, not exactly a conservative, right?
Right.
He has no place there.
No, he has no place there. And he's someone we've got to keep, you know, I think the Democrats and the, you know, got to keep their eye on because interesting individual, Schultz.
Yeah, he is. And you know what? I think he has the legitimate conversation to have with the American people. I think he's earned it. I don't agree with some of the things he says. However, I do believe that if there were such a thing as a conservative Democrat alive in the wild, such a person would do very well in a national election. If it was a Democrat that believed in the military, in preserving the Second Amendment, and national defense, that person could have a whole host of social programs and so forth that they liked as well and would do very well as a national presidential candidate. That's my belief. Your thoughts?
Verbatim, I have been preaching that for the last several weeks on the radio. Setting up an interview with Mr. Schultz, so that should be very interesting. But he, you know, look at he appeals to a lot of people. I don't think they want to give him any type of platform. I think we both
know they
that.
Don't
because you know they know what it's going to do. But I think there is a place for him in politics. Again, I don't agree with a lot, you know, all of his policy, but he would appeal to a number of people more so than jumping in the race here.
But he has earned the right to join the conversation without question. That's my point. A guy who, you know, grows up in the projects of New York City and makes something of himself, to say the least, he's earned a place at the table. Gary Goldman, greatly appreciate you being here as always.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
There you have it. Gary Goldman, nationally recognized host of Business Politics and Lifestyles and WCRN 830, Boston, Massachusetts. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.